Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on.
drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find. I'm having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess, though I must confess, I never loved you much when you were mine. So I'll keep drinking champagne and feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find. Having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess, though I must confess, I never loved you much when you were mine. So I'll keep drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. With every pretty girl I can find. I'll keep having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music. And I have a small pile of records and CDs all set to play for you. And some of those will go way back with some true legends of country music. Halfway through the show, I'll have a comedy break that'll put a smile on your face. And during the second half of today's show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will honor some early legends of country music, those men and women who paved the way for today's hitmakers. The song you just heard was George Strait and his 1990 number 4 hit record, Drinking Champagne. The Texas singer-songwriter was first heard on our radios back in 1981, and by the time that song was a hit for him in 1990, he had been honored with a whole bunch of awards, including Best Male Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year, to name just a few. I'll open the set with two legends of country music doing a number one duet from 1983, Islands in the Stream from Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. The two country music superstars actually had two number one hit records together, one in 1983 and the other, Real Love, in 1985.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
I know the meaning of happiness and what it means to have a dream come true. 'Cause every day I wake up singing, living on the sunshine love is bringing, and it's wonderful knowing that I But God knows I love you, you're my man. I feel so safe when I'm in your arms, 'cause you're all man. You're heaven on earth and so dependable. Together we're a team that's just unbendable. I want the whole wide world to know you're my man. Reason to be living. I'm at the end of the rainbow and the gold is in my hands. Your love is so sweet I can't refuse it. Heaven help me if I ever lose it, 'cause my whole world's just knowing you're my man.
He said, pardon me for being so bold, but you got a cigarette that's already rolled. I gave him one, he lit it in his own good time. The smoke in that pool room hung like fog. When he talked, he sounded like a growling dog. He said, would you care for a dollar on the five and the nine? Now this man was ugly and his eyes were mean. His clothes were dirty, but his hands were clean. He held that stick like a mother holds the hand of a child. Well, I've been known to hustle a few. When the waitress said, is he playing you? And I said, yeah. Bring me brandy, water by. Little Red Parker was away in the back, taking quarters and handling racks. And I told him, Red, come up here. Glue him up tight. That brandy had me feeling warm. I tipped that waitress and I checked her form. And I said, honey, you like a winner? And she just smiled. I played like a man with a broken wrist. I won two and he won six. And I had him set up, so I said, let's play for five. By this time a crowd had gathered around to see this fish and just watch him drown. I told that waitress, more brandy, water by. Then he went out and got a custom cue. He said, it's no offense to you, but I don't play off the wall with nobody but friends. It had gold initials and a leather grip, pearl and silver inlaid tip. He smiled at me and said, why don't we play for 10? Well, I've never seen a man that walked who made those balls and table talk. They're speaking English. He sure didn't need my help. He broke balls and kept that string for $187 in a ring till I gave up and said, friend, you're gonna have to play by yourself. Well, he sacked it up and he walked outside. I strolled out just to watch him ride. There was a blonde and a caddy built like the rest of that car. The boys in the pool room, they had him laughing. I hung it up and just let it pass. Didn't have a thing but my elbows to put on the bar. And the waitress smiled and said, water by. I took the charity and I thanked her twice. Sitting there sipping when suddenly I had me a thought. Unlucky gambler and lucky in love. Guess you know what I was thinking of. When I said, waitress, honey, what time do you get off?
Yeah, you keep on trying there. That's good old Dave Dudley and his number one hit record from 1970 called The Pool Shark. The record was a great example of a story set to music, and this time Dave Dudley told the story of a young traveler who thinks he's a great pool player. taking on a regular pool player in the bar, but that regular guy turns out to be a pro who eventually wins all the money. Pretty good story. I opened the set with a 1971 number one hit record for Lynn Anderson, You're My Man. It was a follow-up hit to her number one hit a year earlier, Rose Garden. Lynn Anderson has had an amazing musical career, which began with her first hit record back in 1966, and from that point, she just kept cranking out hit after hit after hit.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Well, I never thought it would turn out this way. I thought I had it made. I was gonna go right to the top. Well, that's what everybody said. I left a sleepy little town and a pretty girl and took off down the road with a new guitar and a happy song a long time ago. Now I'm crying, wishing I could touch the hands of time, feeling your body close to mine, trying to get back to you. That's all I wanna do. I'm dying, wishing I could see your face again, thinking how good things might have been a long time ago. Well, things look good a time or two. I made a little noise, rode around in the back of a limousine with some wide-eyed country boys. Here and there along the way I lost my pot of gold, but it never came close to what I lost a long time ago. Now I'm crying, wishing I could touch the hands of time, feeling your body close to mine, trying to get back to you. That's all I wanna do. I'm dying, wishing I could see your face again, thinking how good things might have been a long time ago. Now I'm dying, wishing I could see your face again, thinking how good things might have been a long time ago.
You've got a thing or two to learn.
I guess she told him, huh? That's Patti Loveless and her number one hit record from 1993, Blame It On Your Heart. It was one of many number one hit records the Kentucky singer-songwriter would have over the years. Patti Loveless was voted the female vocalist of 1996 by the Country Music Association. I opened the set with the Remingtons and their number 10 hit record from 1991, a long time ago. Now, the Remingtons did not have a long life as a group. In fact, they only recorded from 1991 to 1993 when they broke up. They only recorded two albums, but still, I thought that the Remingtons and their number 10 hit record from 1991 deserved to be heard.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Allow me to do something a little bit different. Now, you've heard of Bing Crosby, right? Mm-hmm. And you've heard of the Andrews Sisters, right? Sure you have. Now, both recording stars go all the way back to the 1930s and 40s, but neither Bing Crosby or the Andrews Sisters are considered country music legends. But together, they had a number one country hit record from way back in 1944. So, here's a piece of country music history you're not going to hear anywhere else. Here's the story of the Pistol Packin' Mama.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol Packin' Mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked out my windshield and she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and she wished that I was dead.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. With three tough gals from deep down Texas way, we got no pals. They don't like the way we play. We're a rough rootin' tootin' shootin' trio, but you ought to see my sister Cleo. She's a terror, make no error, but there ain't no laissez-faire. Here's what we tell her.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down.
Of corn, the revenuers came. The draw was slow, so now they know you can't do that to Maine.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down.
Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Oh, singing songs in a cabaret, was I having fun? Till one night it didn't seem right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol
down.
Oh, pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down.
There you go. A rare record, a rare song, but it was a country hit. Really? Now, the original version of that song was on a 78 RPM record. But the record I found at the garage sale was a 45 RPM record that was in pretty good shape. In fact, that was a number one hit record from 1944 called Pistol Packin' Mama from Bing Crosby and the Andrew Sisters. Now, according to Joel Whitburn's Hot Country Songs book, Pistol Packin' Mama stayed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back then for 5 weeks. There you go, a piece of country music history right here on Sweet Country Music.
Sweet Country Music.
Well, I have time for one more great country song before the comedy break, and this time the comedy break will feature Jeff Foxworthy, and he'll be talking about some things he doesn't know. Pretty funny stuff. But right now, here's a huge country classic from Johnny Cash.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that.
I never get tired of hearing that. That's the live version of Johnny Cash's A Boy Named Sue, and it was recorded in 1969 during a live performance at San Quentin Prison in California. The song was actually written by humorist Shel Silverstein and was the Country Music Association single of the year for 1969. And now here's a piece of music trivia. Johnny Cash had seen the song, but he never recorded it until that performance at San Quentin Prison. And he did the song before the audience just to try it out, you know, see what the audience reaction would be. Well, We all know what that audience reaction was. A number one hit for Johnny Cash in 1969. Got a comedy break coming up with Jeff Foxworthy next here on Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Cracker, your host, and I will be back with more.
I have two little girls that I am very proud of. I thank you. Love those little girls. And I am amazed at how smart they are. My oldest one on her fifth birthday got a computer. Not only got a computer, can use it. Do you remember what we got when we turned five? That little wooden paddle with a rubber band and the red ball on the end of it? That was a brain builder, wasn't it? One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. You play with it about five times, the rubber band would snap, the ball would fly across the room, break something, and you get a spanking with a paddle. No wonder we turned out this way. And nowadays, you can't even spank your kids. No, got to give them a timeout. My dad would take time out of his busy day to blister our butts. But I am amazed at how smart my kids are and how dumb I am. I am 39 years old. I thought I would be smarter than this at this point in my life. But the things that I'm talking about not knowing, they're not mysteries of the universe. It's just stuff I thought I would know by the time I was 39. I don't even know how Jell-O works. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Any other liquid that you put into the refrigerator or the freezer and it turns into a solid, if you'll take it back out, it will go back to a liquid. Not Jell-O. Once Jell-O becomes... Jell-O, it is Jell-O for eternity. The only possible way to turn it back into a liquid is to put it in your mouth and go. Actually, I do feel better that so many of you know what I'm talking about. Check that one off the list. I still don't know why my dentist makes me lie to him. Went to the dentist a few weeks ago. He's looking in my mouth. He said, "You haven't been flossing every day, have you?" I said, "No, not every day. Let's see, the last time I flossed, you did it." I still don't know how come you only lose expensive sunglasses. You pay a lot of money for a pair of sunglasses. Those things will disappear quicker than a pizza at a Weight Watchers convention. And you buy a pair of cheapos, you cannot get rid of them. I am convinced you could be on a cruise in the middle of the ocean wearing a pair of cheapos. If you looked off the side of the boat and they fell into the water, a scuba diver would come up going, "Somebody lose a pair of glasses up there. Found a pair of cheapos floating to the bottom."
Country music. Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time I'm going to play some early legends of country music. I mean really early, like way back when country music was known as country and western. Remember that? Well, there are a lot of country music singers back in the early 40s, 50s, even the 60s that were not heard anywhere else but on country radio stations and jukeboxes. So I chose two early legends of country music for this presentation. Tell you what, let's start off with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with something they did way back in 1946. The Story of Roly Poly.
Roly-poly, yeah. roly-poly, eating corn and taters, hungry every minute of the day. Roly-poly, gnawing on a biscuit, long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie and never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay. Roly-poly, daddy's a little fatty, bet he's gonna be a man someday. Scrambled eggs for breakfast, bread and jelly 20 times a day. Roly-poly, eats a hearty dinner, it takes lots of strength to run and play.
Yes, yes.
Pulls up weeds and does the chores, and he runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Oh, roly-poly, daddy's a little fatty, bet he's gonna be a man someday.
This is the first time I've suffered myself. Help me get over this love. I'll handle the next love all by myself.
All by myself.
So break out the bottle. Rain on the crowd. Tell funny stories. Sit at my table where the drinks are on me. Yes, gather around me, cause misery loves company.
You just heard a couple of early legends of country music that are simply amazing to listen to because of the history they bring with them. That was Porter Wagoner and his number one hit record from 1962, Misery Loves Company. Porter Wagoner was first heard on country and western radio stations back in 1954. and he kept out cranking out hit records right through 1980. I open the Early Legends of Country Music feature presentation with a band that is considered by many music historians to have shaped country music for decades. I open the set with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys and their number three hit record from 1946, Roly Poly. Now, I chose that particular song because my dad used to call me Roly Poly when I was a baby, and I remember him playing that record for me, too. Pretty amazing. And wow, does that date me or what?
Sweet country music.
Now, one thing I like about doing this show is that I get a chance to play some big hit records you just haven't heard in a long time. Here's one of them, Roy Clark and something he did back in 1970.
I've made a small fortune, and you've squandered it all. You shame me till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought I loved you, and I hoped you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you don't tell me why. Now we're here at the station, and you're getting on. And all I can think of is, thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. I didn't know how much longer I could go on. Watching you take the respect out of me, watching you make a total wreck out of me. That big diesel motor is playing my song. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. That load on my mind got lighter when you got on. That shiny old bus is a beautiful sight, but the black smoke rolling up around the taillights, it may sound kind of cruel, but I've been silent too long. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone.
Yeah.
There you go. Winona Judd and her number three hit record from 1993. Tell Me Why. In fact, the song stayed at number three on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 3 weeks. Winona Judd is, of course, the daughter of Naomi Judd, and together, as the Judds, they racked up a bunch of hit records in the 1980s. But the song you just heard was from Winona Judd's solo career. I'm going to start with a song you rarely hear on radio anymore, but back in 1970, it was a big hit record for Roy Clark. Thank God and Greyhound was off Roy Clark's I Never Picked Cotton album. And it was the story of a shattered relationship with a poor guy watching his ex-girlfriend get on a Greyhound bus. But in this case, he was really happy to see her go away.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if the bells don't chime. Just as long as you love me. The tops don't spin. I don't care if the gins won't gin. Just as long as you love me. So darling, let it rain, let it snow, let the cold north wind blow. Just as long as you love me. North or south, east or west, you know I will stand the test. Just as long as you love me. Ring. Just as long as you love me. I don't care if the world don't turn. I don't care if the fire don't burn. Just as long as you love me. So darling, let it rain, let it snow, let the cold north wind blow. Just as long as you love me. You know I will stand the test. Just as long as you love me. Oh darling, just as long as you love me.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down. Got friends in low places. Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. Then I've been there before. Everything's alright I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living now. Cause I got friends in all places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on salt. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
You were singing along with that song, eh? That is one of Garth Brooks' most popular hits, Friends in Low Places, which was a number one hit record for 4 weeks back in 1990. The song is also one of his most popular concert songs. I mean, he has to perform it at just about every show he does, and for good reason. Garth Brooks fans, like us, love to sing along with that song. I opened the set with country legend Buck Owens and a number one hit record for him from 1965, I Don't Care, As Long As You Love Me. Now, back in the mid-1960s, just about everything Buck Owens recorded turned into a hit record. Of course, you may remember him as one of the hosts of the CBS television show Hee Haw.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Now, I'm going to finish this edition of Sweet Country Music with a question. Is this song I'm about to play a rock oldie or a country hit? The answer in a moment.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a-trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, we're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove. Bird. He tiptoed up to reach her. He's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now. He's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now. Well, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove. Don't you
son of the Everly Brothers and a crossover number one hit record for them on both the pop charts and the country music charts, Bird Dog from 1958. Now, the Everly Brothers were from Kentucky, and they're one of the very few groups that were inducted into both the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2001 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. Wow. Well, that does it for this edition of Sweet Country Music. Had a chance to play some really cool stuff. I'm your host, Larry Krasner. And I'll be talking to you next time on this amazing station. Stick around.